Smart Talk is supported by Capital Blue Cross, providing healthcare coverage accepted by doctors and specialists in all 50 states. More information is available at capitalbluecross.com. Smart Talk is also supported by UPMC's orthopedics team, offering hip, knee, joint, spine, and back treatments. Learn more at upmc.com/centralpaortho.
HippoCamp, a conference for creative nonfiction writers, is an annual event produced by the independent, volunteer-run Hippocampus magazine. It will take place this weekend, starting Friday in Lancaster. Now, storytelling is a big part of writing, and today we'll be learning a little bit about how to tell or write a story. With us are Donna Tellerico, founder of Hippocampus magazine and books, and Jamie Beth Cohen, author and storyteller. She's the best storyteller in Lancaster, was named the best storyteller in Lancaster in 2021. I want to thank both of you for being with us today. Donna, let me start with you. Let's talk about Hippocamp. You've been on the program before. We had a pandemic in the meantime. So what to look forward to this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for having us today, Scott. The conference started 8 years ago, but this is our seventh conference. We had to cancel in 2020, and we had a nice little comeback last year. But this year is going to be our biggest conference ever. We have about 250 people registered so far. And it starts Friday, goes through Sunday, and it's mostly filled with breakout sessions and panels about the craft of writing, about promoting your work, publishing your work, and living the writing life. How do you fit writing into everything else you have going on in your life? We kick things off on Friday night with a debut author panel where we have four people that are going to read from their brand new books and have an audience Q&A. And then Saturday evening, we have a keynote with Carmen Maria Machado. We're so excited that she's going to be with us. She was actually scheduled to be here during the pandemic year. So she's back with us, and she's an acclaimed memoirist. She is a short story writer and also writes comics. Her comic series is called The Lolo Woods, and it's sort of based on Centralia, Pennsylvania, if anybody's familiar with that burning town. So we're just so excited to have, 50 speakers, 250 attendees, and just to learn all about telling true stories.
Yeah, why nonfiction? Why nonfiction only?
Yeah, I studied for my creative writing graduate program. I studied nonfiction. And when I had the idea to create the magazine, there weren't really a lot of online magazines that were exclusively creative nonfiction, which are personal essays and other true stories, narrative journalism. So I wanted to, I guess, sort of fill a gap. And there weren't a lot of venues for true stories. So that's sort of became our focus. And we grew from there. You can't make this stuff up, as Lee Gutkin said. Fact is stranger than fiction, all that fun stuff.
Well, that's a good transition over to Jamie Beth Cohen, who is an author and storyteller. And, I have to say that if you walked up to someone on the street and said, okay, you're a storyteller, a lot of people would think about fiction, coming up with a story. But everything that even we do here on WITF, on Smart Talk, people are telling stories. Everyone has their own story. So, Jamie, let me start with a basic question, a broad question. How to tell a good story?
So how to tell a good story is something that a lot of us know innately, and a lot of us don't and can learn. But when we're telling a story on stage, we want to connect with the audience. We want to make sure that we speak slowly enough, and we want to lay clues for the audience so that they're able to stay with us. If we have a big reveal at the end or a twist or an aha moment, when you're telling a story live on stage, you don't want that to be so much of a shock because it's happening in real time. So one of the things we'll talk about in the session that I'm leading is why telling a story on stage is different than telling a story on the page. And that's because on the page, the reader reads at their own pace. They may go back three sentences to figure out what they did. But when you're telling a story on stage, they can't hit rewind. They can't hit pause. And so often these days, you know, you were just talking about streaming services. We're used to being able to consume at our leisure. We're used to looking at a second screen and maybe missing something. But when you're a storyteller live on stage, you control the pace. And because of that, you need to lay clues for the audience and really make sure you're telling it the way you want it to be heard.
You know, over the years, as I've reached out to schedule guests to appear on this program, you know, I've had some people who'd say, oh, I'm really not a good storyteller. But what I tell them, because it's been my experience, and you tell me, everyone has a story to tell. It's just, where does it come from? How do you get, okay, in my case, how do you get them to tell that story? But how do you, when you're telling people, talking to people about telling a story, how do you tell them or describe to them how to reach within themselves and pull out those interesting facts, or don't even have to be facts, but just to tell their story?
Sure. So The Moth, which is a really well-known storytelling program and podcast and radio show, the founder of The Moth says you want to be talking from, if you're talking about events that are very meaningful to you or potentially traumatic, you want to be talking from a place of scars, not wounds. So you really need to be ready to talk about what you want to talk about, because if you break down on stage, your audience will feel unsafe. And you'll have all those empaths in the audience wanting to run the stage and hug you. So it has to be a story you're ready to tell. Now, in news journalism, and you're dealing with current events often, and people might not be ready to tell the story. And honestly, Scott, I would tell them, then don't tell the story, that you don't want to do more harm to yourself in getting that story out there than you would help other people. And so for me, I tell a lot of traumatic stories, but they are told from a place of scars. I've healed, I've done the work. There's a lot of internal work that goes into telling true stories, whether that's on the page or on the stage. I think we have a great couple of conference breakout sessions on sort of protecting yourself while you're telling your true stories. And I think that's really important. But beyond that, the sort of the lighter answer is, I tell people that lots of writers are introverts. I happen to be an extrovert, but when really? You're telling a story, yes, really, when you're telling a story, you're telling it to one person. And that's all you really have to focus on. And we do it at the dinner table. You know, when my kids come home from school and I say, how was your day? They're telling me a story. And many people have had that experience in their family. So I do believe that for some of us, it is innate. And for many of us, we can learn the skills. And you don't have to be an extrovert to get on stage to tell a story. It really is like telling it to one person.
Now, we have about 3 minutes left, and I have a couple questions for both of you. But, you know, something that you said when you were talking about the kids coming home and telling a story, I do agree that I think everyone has a story to tell, but some are better storytellers than others. I can think of a couple of people in my life that will tell you every single detail. How do you pick out what's interesting, what, you know, is someone else wants to hear, as compared to, well, we both had cheesesteaks. We paid $8.19 for each one, but he had the potato salad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what I tell people when I'm teaching workshops is write everything down. Write every detail, write everything you remember, write everything down, then decide what your message or your takeaway is going to be, and then get rid of any detail that doesn't support that message or takeaway. Mm.
So Donna, I see you nodding a whole lot. We're on Zoom, so I can see our guest today. I see you nodding and smiling as Jamie is talking about this. It seems like you're excited for people telling stories and the nonfiction writers who are participating this weekend.
Yeah, well, sort of to play off what Jamie was just saying about writing everything out and sort of like weeding what you have to say. I think one of the great things about live storytelling is you have that constraint of 5 minutes. So it's a little bit of a challenge. So you really have to pay attention to what's important. And you can liken it to even writing a piece, a news article that has a word count. You know, we have so many more things that we could say, but how do we drill it down to that important stuff? And I think that's what the whole weekend is all about. I mean, we have all different sessions on all different kinds of writing, how to inject humor into your writing. You know, we were just sort of talking about telling heavy and traumatic stories, mm-hmm. but how do you add some levity to that?
Well, see, that's just it. I mean, when Jamie said scars, not wounds, I was thinking, okay, what about those happy stories? I mean, a lot of people, you know, and we only have about 30 seconds left, so I just want to say that, you know, one of the things I really appreciate, and I hope a lot of other people do, Donna, is that it's writing. People putting their thoughts on paper, or at least, you know, typing it out on their computers. So, you know, I give you a lot of credit for both the magazine and for what you're doing, the Hippocamp, a conference for creative nonfiction writers. If anyone wants to, can they still participate?
Yes, they can still register for the entire conference. And we also, for local people, we have keynote only tickets if they would like to just go to the keynote on Saturday evening. And all of that information is at hippocampusmagazine.com. And you could click on conference and then follow the link for all the information.
Donna Tallarico is founder of Hippocampus Magazine and Books, and Jamie Beth Cohen, author and storyteller, best storyteller in Lancaster in 2021. Thank both of you for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Coming up on tomorrow's Smart Talk, you heard about those 4,000 beagles that were rescued in Virginia? And some of them are coming to Pennsylvania for adoption. We're going to be talking about some animal issues on tomorrow's Smart Talk.